K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggie. Now, this time last week, people were losing their mind over cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems now like everyone's gotten over it. I don't know. Oh. But it's not, the chat has kind of died down.
Yeah.
But what we thought we'd do is check in with a man who led the charge with the name change to Cheer Cheese. Anti-racism campaigner Dr. Stephen Hagan joins us on the line now. You've been working towards this many years. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, 1999 was when I first started the campaign. So, yes, it's been a number of years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So satisfying for you, it must be, to finally have this happen, finally get over the line.
Yes, I'm very happy, but I'm not 100% pleased with Saputo, which is the owner of the brand,
sure.
Because they still haven't acknowledged the fact that the cheese wasn't named after Edward William Coon. So that's disappointing because they haven't done that, I'm still subject to a lot of racial vilification.
Do you feel that it's been the years of tireless campaigning on your behalf to get to this point, or do you feel that there's sort of a change in the past decade over people responding to stuff such as this and agreeing with you that, yeah, it is offensive to people and it might not be offensive to you personally, but if someone else finds it offensive, they're more willing to jump on board with that?
I think Lino Saputo Jr., which is the CEO and chairman of the company that owns the brand in Australia, I think he obviously had a reaction to Black Lives Matter.
Mm.
And being based in Canada, I think he saw himself far removed from the day-to-day bigotry on display in Australia. And I don't think he had any real issues with changing it. I think they make billions of dollars every year from all their dairy products around the world. So I don't think a couple of people protesting about not buying the cheese is going to affect him. So I think, Black Lives Matter probably did impact the decision. I just hope that in time that he will see fit to give the true history of the origin of that name.
Tell us a bit more about that, because you did mention just a minute ago that apparently it's not a family name, because that's what a lot of people are up in arms about.
Well, I think what's happened is the previous owners, Kraft and Dairy Farmers and others, have simply gone along with the information provided by their corporate spin doctors saying that it was named after Edward William Coon and the patent he brought out in 1926, and they've fallen for it. They haven't done any extra research.
Sure.
They've done nothing on it. And they said it's just been named after Edward Coon. And I said, no, well, I'm arguing that it's not.
Yeah, very interesting. We can read all about it, of course, in your book, Coon, More Holes Than Swiss Cheese, that is available online now. I'd like to ask you, if you don't mind, how do you feel about Australia Day, and more specifically, for people who don't understand why we should change the date, can you just break that down for us, please?
Well, I've never ever celebrated Australia Day. I've never even done it when I was at school, in primary school, and I mean, it's because nothing for me to celebrate. It's just white patriotism. You know, it's nationalism. It's a play day where they all have their barbecues and get drunk and do whatever they do. I mean, the Cronulla riot was a classic example. They chose to Australia Day to go and bash anyone who was black. It originally was after, Lebanese people, and then there was anyone who was black, Indians on train stations, Aboriginal people. So you got to look at what that means to people. And every time I drive past a house with an Aussie flag, people in my car and my so-so, a redneck lives there, and Aboriginal people just got that feeling that the flag and the anthem means nothing to Aboriginal people. It's all it reminds them is the stolen generation, and it's all the social policies that, even the acting PM talking about all lives matter and knows that that's going to be controversial. It just goes on and on. The race card gets played whenever it comes out, and then all of a sudden they name a couple of Aborigines to be Australians of the Year, and I think that sort of fixes things up. But you come up to Northern Territory, a couple of years ago, every youth in detention centres in the Northern Territory was black.
Yeah.
That says that not one single white youth committed a crime that was deemed bad enough to be incarcerated.
Mm.
There's nowhere in the world would you get 100% of any jurisdiction that would be made up of one ethnic group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the First Nation Australians. So there's a whole combination of and they're not coincidences. There's systemic racism that needs to be fixed up before you can start engaging First Nations people in some sort of celebratory thing about a day in the life of Australians.
Mm.
I guess when we have these conversations, if people don't understand, it's a really good opportunity to get on Google and type in why change the date and educate yourself and try and understand what it is like for people such as yourself and family and friends. How would you feel about changing the official day to a different date, or do you feel that Australia Day as a whole is just not something that you want to celebrate?
Look, at the present moment, unless government policies change, I don't think any date is suitable. I think we're losing a lot of money with this pandemic. Why even have a public holiday? Aussies get enough holidays as it is. You don't need to give them another day to bludge and sit around and watch Netflix or have barbecues. I mean, let's go to work and earn some money and pay the taxes.
You sound just like my dad. Holidays are for bludgers. It's exactly the same.
Oh, that's just my attitude. I don't mind, you know, watching TV and catching up with some cereals on TV. But, you know, I'm not passionate about it. But I guess if you're an Aussie who got caught up in it and not really into the racism and all that thing, well, it's a good day to be with the kids and celebrate, I suppose. But for Aboriginal people, you know, it's just a day of keeping away from beaches or barbecue areas because you're going to get singled out by drunken yobbos.
Yeah, certainly the rough end of the stick that you've received there. Look, we appreciate your work and we're really grateful that you've come on and had a chat to us today, particularly at this time when we have seen finally the change of the name of the cheese and also, you know, coming into what will be another Australia Day and probably the least celebrated Australia Day of all time, I think. I think as much as, you know, we've got a long way to go, I do believe that people's perceptions are changing. I think the general populace's perspective on the day itself is changing. So I'd like to think that we're headed in the right direction. We've still got a long way to go, though.
Well, thanks very much for the interest and thanks for the discourse. I've enjoyed talking to you both.